Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Our next guest is one of the funniest persons on television, period. That's all there is to it. And she's a lot of fun in person and a really cool individual as well. And she and her crew have an opportunity for you to be on set for their show, be a part of the show, hang out, have a cocktail.
Of course, it's associated with a charity. They're very charitable people.
Absolutely. And we'll get the details. Ladies and gentlemen, from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and many other things, of course, Caitlin Olsen.
Yay!
Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. You are so perky for this. Are you on the West Coast and you're this perky?
I know. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I wake up perky, you guys.
Yeah, that's a good way to be. We have no option. We're obligated by contract to be perky. Yeah. But you're just doing it because it's a genuine way that you're feeling, and we appreciate that.
This is all forced. It's all fake.
Caitlin, we've gotten feedback from people who have, you know, at the Cora golf outing that you guys are always a part of, that have bid on and won these trips to come and visit the show. And the feedback we get from these guys is just, it's so over the top how wonderful you treat everybody that comes out to visit. And here you are doing it again for another great cause. This has got to be fun when these people come in and they're big fans and you know that and you know they've helped out with a charity, right?
Of course. We love it. It's so much fun. We've been hanging out with each other for 14 years. We need to freshen it up a little bit.
Just to add a new element. Yeah. But this Omaze concept, which was, I guess, I don't know how long it's been around, maybe 10 years or, it sort of equals the playing field for people who want to be charitable, may not have a tremendous amount of resource to participate in it, and they get something that's very experiential. And so explain who the charity that will be the beneficiary of this particular offer.
Yeah, so this is a camp called the Hole in the Wall Gang, and it is a really amazing, it's like a camp for kids who have really serious illnesses and their siblings and their families, and it allows them to go and have just like a normal kid camp experience, and they're, highly trained nurses and doctors and counselors that are all in just like camp clothes and just lets these kids feel normal, and it's really beautiful and wonderful. And Charlie and Mary Elizabeth visited. It's in Connecticut. They were there last year and just came back talking about how amazing it was, and we just all wanted to help out and didn't really know what to do, so we just thought this would be a good opportunity to raise some money for this really special cause.
Well, I saw a feature on this Hole in the Wall camp, and it's really amazing because all the trappings of something that would suggest hospital or sickness or that's all hidden, or in other words, they can feel as normal and as vital and as happy as they can possibly be and just enjoy the camp for what it is. It's just an amazing facility.
It's really wonderful because, a lot of these kids spend a big chunk of their lives in the hospital, and they take that hospital, the safety of it, but remove all of the hospital elements.
Right.
And just let them have like a fun summer camp. It's so awesome. It's such a good cause. You can feel good about donating, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to be. Every time we ask people to donate their money or their time, everyone's like, oh yeah, but I don't have much. It's fine. You don't have to. Just like, every little bit counts always,
Caitlin, we just had an extended summer camp conversation because Nick just dropped his son off at a sleepaway camp for a little bit. Did you ever do that when you were younger?
Yeah, I hated every
what?
Second of it. I hated it.
Oh, no.
I side with you.
Sorry, Nick.
No, that's... It's too bad.
I'm a weird kid who literally just wanted to be with my parents at all times, so I might be an exception.
Oh, you grew up to be such a failure, too, so obviously it was a huge mistake.
No, you're not the weird kid, because that was my stance on it. I never went, and I would never go and never send my kid.
Well, that would include me in that, too, because I was totally cool hanging out with my parents. And besides, Caitlin, I wanted to watch The Price is Right during the day. So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're either a really good parent or a really bad one.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what the story was. But this is a great opportunity to do this. And what you get is this experiential thing. And talking about the donation, $10 gets you a shot at winning this. Now, what I didn't realize is that you can go take it all the way up to $5,000. It says here, which gets you 50,000 entries. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a highly competitive market.
But it's a competitive market with a good cause. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and Steve and I can speak with experience, and actually all of us can, of being on set and how much fun that actually is. And I know it's work for you guys, and it's standard procedure, but as regular citizens, we get a kick out of seeing you guys work.
Oh, yeah, you don't feel like, you know, you're just in the way and so on and so forth. There's a great communal sense, and that's really nice.
Yeah, of course. I mean, really, the fact that we've been doing this for so long, mainly the original crew, we're just like, you know, this, it's kind of a big, fun family, and we shoot really quickly, so we have lots of time to hang out and talk. And the coolest thing is they're flying you out, putting you up in the hotel.
That's
and
awesome.
The whole thing is, it's gonna be really fun.
Caitlin, what's your perspective on Sunny at this point? Because it has been going for so long. It's, you know, the longest running sitcom in, I think, television history now. And but you guys really are, and I'm not saying this just to kiss your ass, but you guys are the same people that you were, just a little older and wiser. Is it lost on you what this show has become, or are you able to maintain perspective on it?
No, it's so special, especially since we took last year off, or 2 years ago off, 2 seasons ago off. Coming back again it really just feels like coming home. And like I said, not just the cast, but also the crew. We show up and we're surrounded by people who we've all grown up together. Especially when you go off and you do other things, you realize how special this show and this set is. I mean, we obviously have our good and bad days, but it's just, everyone's so excited to be a part of it. It genuinely is a show that makes me laugh. I mean, as an audience member, I still love it. So.
Yeah, it never fails to do that. But I have to ask you, because every time you're on this show, a lot of the legion of fans who are fans of the Mick will contact me and contact us. And, you know, we were sort of left with a cliffhanger at the end of the Mick. And there are all sorts of fan theories. I'm sure you're aware of this, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Will they ever be
resolved? What happens to Sabrina.
Exactly. So will that ever be resolved, or will, because it was such a talented cast, such a great show that I think just got incredibly mistreated, in its placing. But will that ever be resolved, or is this just one for the ages?
Well, this is what happens when you try and do a show on network television. So I already learned my lesson.
Right. Yeah. No,
I'll
hear
you. Do that again.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Thank you. It was so much fun to do. That cast was amazing. My whole team was really awesome. I will tell you, I mean, hot breaking news, only on the Preston and Steve show.
Wow.
We were going to have Sabrina come back and be in a wheelchair and sort of be like pushed in the corner with the grandfather and like move her around all the time. And then she would slowly begin to speak, but she would have that thing where she comes out of a coma with an accent.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes.
That'd be great.
That's where we were going with it. I don't know if we fully hashed it out, but.
No, that's all. Well, any of the, obviously there has been crossover. Any of those people, any of the talented cast might end up on any Sunny episodes. I'm sure, there might be an opportunity here and there, or maybe, who knows, maybe a crossover. Regardless, whatever you do, it's going to be great. But it's funny how these things become so, you know, you get tied into this thing, and then you're, you know, by the fates, you're sort of left high and dry. But I guess that's just part of the industry you work in.
Guys, just, you know, look, don't work for Fox. That's the takeaway.
That's the lesson. That's the takeaway.
Caitlin. Speaking of crossovers, Rob posted something on Twitter the other day and on Instagram about shooting outside of Dunder Mifflin, and it's now, I guess, going to be a set piece for Patty's. And then Steve Carell tweeted at Rob, which is unbelievable, about it doing It's Always Sunny in Scranton. I know that it's a pipe dream, but would there ever be a possibility of a crossover between cast members of The Office and cast members from Sunny?
I would have any of them. I mean, I'm not a producer on this show, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
Right.
But I'm sure we would all be very excited to have any one of them. That's like one of our favorite shows, and we actually are friends with a couple of those people. So, yeah, I mean, sure. Yes.
Yes, the answer.
I wanted to bring this up because I was watching the Women's World Cup yesterday, and speaking of crossovers, you have had Philadelphia athletes on your show on a few different occasions, and I noticed, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I think you look a lot like, or I should say Julie Ertz looks a lot like you. And
I like how you rephrased it a little bit. That's ridiculous right now.
But she's married to a Philadelphia Eagle. I don't know if there's any way to throw that into a plot line of your show.
And you're a genius.
I am, but I know that you guys would never take. You guys like to keep your all of your content.
You've been angling for you've been angling for a while. Yeah.
Casey has so many script ideas, Caitlin. It's ridiculous, and he just desperately.
Look, I can't have a more attractive couple come on the show.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I have to take that into consideration, but I'll bring it up with the boss.
Right, fair enough. Well, listen, we want to point people in the direction of this Omaze promotion. It's very, very cool. Chance for you to be on the set, be a background extra in an episode. And like Caitlin said, they put you up in an awesome hotel. They fly you out there.
Great.
You get to have a drink on set. And all you have to do is just donate. And it's simple. You can start as low as $10 or go up to $5,000 if you want. And it's for this really cool camp, the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp. I know you guys were in town not too long ago for Chase's retirement, and I saw the picture with Charlie Manuel. That had to have been a fun night.
It was so much fun. I was so excited for both of them. I think they were both really nervous. It was so much fun to watch, and like just the you guys are just amazing out there. The fact that their theme music even just began. As soon as it began, just everyone went crazy and they were so excited. And I don't know, it's just such a, we love coming back to Philly.
It's so owned by this, you know, this town, obviously. It doesn't hurt to have name recognition, but it means so much to everyone here because right from the beginning, you know, it's been embraced. So obviously it's a phenomenon on its own, but as you observe, it's an extra bit of love here when you come to town. So
it's best. We love coming back there.
All right. Well, we'll have to see you next time. But listen, good luck with everything. You guys are just still knocking it out of the park, and it's so awesome. And we're all very proud of you, if that's not too condescending sounding.
Thank
it's
you.
Just cool.
Not at all. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you? No awesome. Camps ever.
No camps ever. And the Cora, do we must remember the Cora golf outing coming up? Yeah,
the Cora golf outing. I don't think any of you guys are going to be able to make it this year, unfortunately, but it's right around the corner. And as you well know, Caitlin, it's an incredible cause and a great organization.
You've got a great host this year.
Yeah, Steve's hosting.
Steve Morrison is your host this year.
I'm very excited. No, it is really wonderful. We're sad we can't be there. We're shooting this year in the summer because Rob screwed everything up with his other show schedule. So.
Right. Well, we'll hold down the fort for it. It's a great cause as well. So. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Caitlin. Great to talk to you. Caitlin Olsen, everyone.
She's amazing.
Take care. She is amazing. She's so damn funny. It's ridiculous. And those guys, hanging out with them, listen, yes,
privilege. We had a chance to hang out with the Always Sunny crew.
But they asked us. We didn't push.
They're just a lot of fun to hang out with. Casey and I played an entire round of golf. Just me, Casey, and Charlie Day. I couldn't believe we were... We had...
some other
Ken,
loser.
No, Ken was along with us. But I couldn't believe that we'd got that much time hanging out with him. And Charlie was just a dude.
Regular dude.
And he's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's absolutely brilliant in acting and writing and all that
stuff. And a pretty good golfer, too.
He's a really good golfer. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed.
And that same day, I drove around in a golf cart all day with Caitlin and Danny DeVito. That's when Caitlin and I really bonded. We talked about a lot of things. And Danny is just Danny. But,
God.
It was so much fun.
He can do whatever he wants to do.
I mean, at one point, I think we have pictures of it, but he was, like, caressing my hair and fixing my hair for me because we were in the golf cart. So it was like flying all over the place. So when we would stop, he would make sure that my hair looked okay.
Yeah. I love that crew. They love this area. They absolutely love it. So
may I mention something quickly?
Yeah, please do.
This pertains to the Betsy Ross House because it's all patriotic times that we're living in here on 4th of July tomorrow. This Friday starts this movie event that they do right outside of the Betsy Ross House in this little plaza. They show movies on the side of the house, and it's become this thing. And it's mostly like corny, hokey movies and horror movies and sci-fi movies. And they asked me to put together a list for movies that they're running for this year's festival.
Okay.
And so I picked a whole bunch, including It, the Terror from Beyond Space, The Deadly Mantis, Robot Monster, The Horror Party Beach, and this Friday starts it up with War of the Colossal Beast, which we all know is a sequel to The Amazing Colossal Man.
Yeah. Of course.
At $5 is all you need to do to get in, pay to get into the area there. It's a BYOB. You can bring your snacks or whatever. Sound system's really good. It's a lot of fun. It's just a really chill, cool event. It's right there next to the Betsy Ross House, and that's starting up this Friday.
That's awesome. I love that. There's. I was in the city yesterday. We did Casey and I did Wawa Hoagie Day, and they have the Welcome America. You know, the stage is all set up at the.
It's great.
The art museum, and the city just felt like it was popping yesterday.
Yeah. No, this is our time.
I saw a dude walking by, had this gigantic red, white, and blue fake beard on. And it was hilarious. And he walked right by the Swedish guys that are with us, and they just thought it was a scream. Yep. They thought it was an absolute riot. Man, it was. We did yesterday out on the mall. It was freaking hot, dude. It was just humid and gnarly. But everybody was in line for that hoagie. It was great.
It's funny because towards the end of the day, when it's a steamy day, you know, you start to get that tired headache and you start to get agitated. And I always have to, like, correct myself and, like, calm down, relax.
Yeah.
You know, step into AC for a little bit because it'll take you over before you know it.
Steve, I have to, like, mentally prepare myself to, like, be hot like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I hear
and,
you.
And sweat and all that sort of stuff. Like,
it'll just wipe you the F out.
At the Phish concert on Saturday night, like, I had, you know, I started to sweat and I was starting to bug out a little bit. And then I said, you know what?
All right,
go with it. Just go with it, you know, and just
everyone
own it
else is sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, press.
I'm starting to learn to, like, overhydrate a little bit ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I think that helps out a little. What were you going to say, Casey?
No, when I got back into my car yesterday, I think the heat in the car, there was a dead fly just sitting on my, like, armrest.
You think the heat killed it?
I think the heat killed the fly.
It's not impossible.
Wow.
I think it was too hot.
So now Carl will get up to, when they talk about not obviously leaving your animals in the car when you on a hot day.
Oh.
It goes up to like 120, 130 degrees.
Yeah. Speaking
of an oven.
Speaking of which, a friend of mine has a Tesla.
Yeah.
And when they park their car, they can put it in dog mode.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's an electric car, they can keep the air on. And what will happen is up on the screen, It will be a message to anybody that, like, is worried about the dog that's inside, and I'll say, you know, don't worry that the cabin is cooled off for the dog, so you don't have to, you know, break the window to save the dog's life or anything like that.
Well, they would need to put that around, like, every inch of the car.
So you can see it, yeah.
Because otherwise somebody's going to be picking up a rock and shattering the window.
And by the way, what if that comes on when you're just, like, you go in and your girlfriend's sitting in the car?
Well, so
cabin is cooled for dog.
Well, my buddy did that while his wife was in the car, and she didn't get that big of a kick out of it.
Nah.
But if anybody happens to see a dog that's sitting in a Tesla in a parking lot somewhere, look at the giant monitor in the dashboard first before you decide to break the window.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, speaking of summer and all the festivities and activities that'll be going on this Friday.
Summer activities.
Actually, tomorrow on the 4th.
Tomorrow activities.
The American Academy of Ophthalmology says the number of eye injuries caused by fireworks doubled from 2016 to 2017. So that's pretty substantial. It went from 700 to 1,200. Those injuries included ruptured eyeballs and damaged corneas and retinas. So one of the doctors with the organization says an average of 800 people a day will go to the emergency room with fireworks-related injuries during the 2 weeks before and after July 4th.
I think a lot of this has to do with the Ray-Bans where you can put the bottle rockets in the sides.
Right.
Right, you think so, Preston?
Yeah. Oh, how awesome would that be? You actually have where the side bands on your the arms
you
on
slide
your
the sticks in
on your glasses are little tubes that you can put.
That was a great
bottle
idea.
Bottle rockets in,
just
and
practical.
That way, Steve, you just look at them.
Just look at them,
and
you're
aiming right at them.
Where do you want them to go?
That's brilliant. Oh my God!
Did I just invent something?
Do you think this has anything to do with just the fireworks being more readily available to the general public?
On a basic general level, I think there's something to be said for that because there was we talked about this a few days ago. The only way to get them was by going
south of the border.
I can't speak to that because I grew up. Everywhere I lived,
yes,
have at it.
Not around here.
In Missouri and South Carolina, you just, and then I moved here and I was like, huh? So, but I understand why. But
I think he might be onto something because now we talked about the fact that you have to go to brick and mortar places. The tents are not legal anymore in PA, but you can get them and you can get stuff that's fairly substantial. you know, stuff that can certainly blow out your eyes.
So here are your safety tips. Yes. Keep a safe distance from fireworks.
Okay. Oh, all right. Let me hold on. Yeah, wait, write this down.
Just in case you get fireworks safety alarm.
In case you get confused.
What about sparklers?
Don't put M80s in your mouth.
Don't pick up duds and misfires.
Yeah. I've seen people do it when I was a kid. My neighbor was a moron and would just go, no!
Supervise children closely. And it says to wear protective eyewear. Okay. I can't say I've ever seen anyone wearing protective eyewear while shooting fireworks off.
Well, those Ray-Bans are kind of protective.
Yeah, the ones with the bottle rocket.
Yeah, those are safe. The experts say the safest way to watch fireworks is to watch a professional show.
On TV, I think, would probably be the safest.
That'd be even safer, yeah.
I got a text a day or two ago when we were talking about fireworks, and one that I don't think we mentioned on the air, but that was supposed to be phenomenal. I've never seen it, is Longwood. Longwood Gardens
thing. Oh, I've heard about that.
And so my friend sent me pictures of them setting it up. It looks like, you know, the New York one or the Philly one. Like it's a major display.
I love Longwood Gardens.
Do they do them outside of 4th of July fireworks?
I don't know. I don't know when the timing on it is. But apparently it's a phenomenal display. Okay. I'd love to get down and see it at some point.
Yeah, my daughter loves going there. I haven't been in years. My wife is the one who keeps it. It happens to be on a time when I can never go. We've got something going on. But ever since they started the fountain show and all that stuff, I haven't seen any of that.
Great. Yeah. And they take the time to restore those things, and it takes a long time, but they do it back to the, you know, to its heyday at the turn of the century. It's really impressive stuff.
Nice. All right, so be safe. Don't blow up your eyeballs.
Right.
Yeah. It'll really ruin the whole deal, blowing off appendages.
We have a public service announcement.
Yeah, in fact, I think we're required to play it.
All right.
Just because we're, you know, a major broadcast outlet.
All right. Is this ready to go?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Hello, this is Joseph Magrucci of the famous Magrucci Fireworks family. This year, as you celebrate the 4th of July, do the smart thing and leave the fireworks to the professionals like me. Remember, even though they're pretty, fireworks are explosives and can go off without... Oh, that shouldn't have happened. Let me pull myself up on this box over here. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Oh, help. Help me. I got a box of sparklers wedged in my ass.
There you go. So,
gotta be careful.
You want to use caution when you're shooting off your home fireworks display this week.
I need to thank Matt Cord for saving that piece of audio.
Oh, is it about to be cast into the dustbin of history?
It disappeared, and then he had the cart.
Oh, really?
He had the cart. For those of you listening who doesn't know what a cart is,
clear.
It is an 8-track, and he had an 8-track of that.
Yeah, it's little looped tapes that used to be used in radio, but is an obsolete technology now.
So when did you do that?
Years ago. I mean,
20, 30.
Oh my
gosh.
It was
over 20 years ago.
Gucci was done.
It was before you were on the show.
I think. Yeah, it had to be.
Gosh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it has a message.
It
as
does
well.
Have a message.
Yes, we do. Does,
I was 9 and I did.
No. So I tell you what, we ought to. No, wait, you know what? I want to play this clip.
Okay.
Right here. I have not heard this yet.
What, this one?
No. Do that anyway.
That's a special 4th of July message from Rocky.
Rocky does a 4th of July
message. Right.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish everybody a safe 4th of July, and don't put Roman candles in your butthole.
The safety message. Thanks, Rock.
You know, to some people that might be obvious.
He wanted to record it. He was very concerned.
I want to do something positive for society.
Oh, wow. Okay. Message.
It's Rocky, but his back is to the camera. He's saluting the wrong way. Turn around, Rock. Turn around.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you will probably be using Roman candles on the 4th of July, but do not put them in your butthole. They will blow up your anus. Thank you.
Chuck was telling me he was shooting off Roman candles the other day. Remember the ones he bought out of some guy's trunk?
Yeah. Yes, that he just happened to ask.
Yeah, he said, and I quote,
yeah.
Back of a guy's trunk Roman candles. Awesome.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of
he course. Said they're badass. He said, number one, it makes a loud noise. Because normally when you shoot a Roman candle specifically,
yeah.
it's just like, pss, 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 like that. That's the noise it makes. He's like, it's boom. And then it's got a,
really?
A report, a banging explosion afterwards.
Because really? Years ago, the ones we used to go. Boom.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's not much to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But his make noise, and they have what's called a report.
Yes.
At the end.
I'm actually not afraid of Roman candles. Normally, everything else, I'm afraid of everything else.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank
That's
you.
That's going to go in the Casey quote. Yeah.
Dear Diary, I am actually not afraid of Roman candles.
Perfect.
That was it.
That's it.
That's it. Ladyfingers, bang snaps, I'm okay with too. I don't even like sparklers.
What about whistling Jupiters? They make a very loud noise.
How short is the fuse? That's yes, the thing.
Standard, okay. Almost like M80 length.
Yeah, I've actually made fuses longer with like toilet paper.
That's got to work well.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. Press.
You'll take toilet paper and then you'll kind of tie it onto the under the fuse.
I have made it like that. 3 feet long.
It won't burn all the way down, will it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
You go out to lunch, come back, and then it goes off.
It's pathetic.
It's all right.
All right,
it's a fear you have. That and sharks. We'll add that to the list.
Yep.
It's all good. So, anyhow, what Casey is not afraid of is gas, because the latest Preston and Steve Daily Rush video is called Casey Smells His Own Farts. Now, in Casey's defense, I think we all
except
for Kathy, admitted to the fact that our own gas smells
She likes
wonderful.
Other people's farts.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Casey Moore.
Do that again.
Mouth is...
Wait, there was a South Park clip that was like that. It was a fart. And
Did we have that?
Yeah,
we lost it. Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, it says we also discovered that Preston smells like onions and mustard. Now, to defend that was my armpit odor.
That was a different odor.
Gas.
But maybe that's
and kids
elaborated on
smell like hoagies and Doritos. So anyhow, find out about all the mystery. You can watch the Daily Rush video at PrestonandSteve.com. Sponsored by Punchline Philly Comedy Club Restaurant and Bar. We're taking a break. We never did play that clip.
Play the clip. Don't take the break. Play the clip.
Is it Rocky?
No.
Oh.
It's Homer Simpson.
Oh.
Play it. It's funny. It's Homer attempting to buy illegal fireworks much the way that Chuck did.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Do you have remember. That clip? Okay.
Yes, right. We do.
Is it ready?
Yes.
Can I push it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet this place sells illegal fireworks. Just go in and act casual like you buy them all the time. Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. No, make it two.
My apologies, sir, but the sale of fireworks is prohibited in this state and is punishable by a... Follow me. Any red-blooded flag-feeding American would love the M320. Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
There you go. I love it. All right.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.